Carl, your first league defeat since September the 20th. Did you deserve any more today?
We shouldn't have lost the game, that's for certain. I mean, we got them chasing shadows in the first half, and, you know, the only thing I could be critical of at half-time is we hadn't worked the goalkeeper. But in the second half, we stopped passing the ball, and we just persisted in giving stupid free kick after stupid free kick away. And it was the only way I felt that Tamworth were going to score. We kept inviting the ball into our box and then doing it again and again and again. And eventually we got punished. So, you know, that's disappointing, and it's sloppiness from us, because we should realise that, you know, a team are going to cause you problems, certainly defending up the slope here. And we kept persisting and giving, you know, stupid free kicks. And they weren't even, when we were going for the ball, the players were going nowhere, and they were just rash, stupid fouls. So on that score, we've probably got what we deserved. But, you know, we've got to be kicking ourselves that we haven't made more of the possession we had, certainly in the first period, and worked the goalkeeper more.
You mentioned the conceding the free kicks. That's where the only goal of the game came from. Any criticism of the defending of that kick?
You don't give it away. The boy's going nowhere. He's running into the corner. You know, it's a firm surface. You're not going to go anywhere. When we talk about having discipline, you've got to stay on your feet there and just send him back. But, you know, just throwing lazy legs in, and it's just a free shot, free balls into your box. But the number we gave away, it was inevitable. There were going to be a chance off one of them, and it proved to be the case.
That free kick was conceded by Wayne Thomas, who was restored to the starting 11 today. He had a busy afternoon and some stick from the crowd.
Oh yeah, you know, when you've played for the club you go back to, often they give you a bit of stick. But, you know, he's not the only one to get stick coming here along this, certainly on this touchline side. I think everybody who's on an opposing side or an opposing manager gets hammered down here. So, you know, that ain't going to bother him.
There weren't too many clear-cut chances today. And after you conceded the equaliser, did you think you were going to get an equaliser?
There weren't, as you say, there weren't that many chances in the game. It was it was certainly won by the defences, but, you know, we've had a great chance right at the end there, and, you know, again, it's a difficult one from the angle I'm looking at, but it looks a real good chance, and you know, maybe we should do better off that, but as I say, it's difficult to judge it without seeing it again.
You've got Hensford Town on New Year's Day. They might have a point to prove after the Boxing Day abandonment.
Well, you know, I don't know about that. You know, our boys should have a point to prove after today, because irrespective of what happened on Boxing Day and today, we ain't been good enough. And the little things that cost you games of football have cost us today, and I want to see an improvement off that. And they've been told, you know, I'm not accepting, you know, we've been around, look, we're playing some high-pressure games, but at times you got to play with the last couple of inches in your head and think about things and not do stupid things, and we've done that today, and you know, we've got to cut that out of our game, and that's got to start at Hensford.
You said you're frustrated with some of your team's display today. Jackman wasn't involved, Shabir Khan, could they get involved on New Year's Day?
Well, Danny's took a bang above the knee and it's swollen up, so, you know, he wasn't going to play today. Shab Khan's gone down with the sickness bug overnight. And Nathan Vaughan was missing because he's got a little bit of a groin strain that's proved to be too sore today. So hopefully we'll have all three of those back when we go to Hensford.
It was an 8-game unbeaten run. It's come to an end. Is it all about trying to start another one?
Well, you know, you're never going to go unbeaten forever. You know, runs are going to come to an end. I'm certainly happier that we've had the run and it's come to an end as not have one at all. But it's more in the manner we've got beat today. I think we've shot ourselves in the foot. And, you know, I'm not taking anything away from Tamworth, because they're a good side and they're on a good run. But just frustrated in ourselves today, because we've been better than that. And we, as I say, I think we've let ourselves down a little bit.